When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Kelly, will you give the recap on this group therapy that we had a few weeks ago from Brett?
So Brett's future father-in-law wanted the wedding with his daughter to be dry. No alcohol. He wasn't going to pay, maybe wasn't even going to come to the wedding if there was. And, you know, obviously Brett couldn't imagine him not being there, but couldn't fathom a dry wedding and him dictating what they can and can't do either. So it was a really tough situation.
Yeah, and if I recall, we all kind of landed on the, hey, why don't you have a second party?
Yeah, I think we were like a second reception, kind of do the traditional things, have the first part of it be dry, and then kind of like flip the switch after, you know, father-in-law
goes
wanted
to
leave.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I got an update last night.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Thanks for following up with us. The wedding is actually this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
We loved all the suggestions for how to navigate this sticky situation. We appreciate all of the suggestions to have a dry reception, but then have a separate reception with our friends that has alcohol and is more of a party-like vibe. All right, so he's picking
okay.
However,
uh-oh.
We aren't in the situation financially to be able to afford a second reception just to make one family member happy.
Oh, no, no, no,
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, no, no, no. I feel like, oh, no.
We were completely feeling like if we gave her dad the ability to hold money over us just to get what he wanted, this would be a thing for the rest of our lives.
Oh, no.
Definitely not a way to live. He said, so we told her dad that we were wanting a champagne toast only. And got him on board last week with just having the champagne toast. Okay.
Okay. All right. That seems like a good compromise.
Well, we had already booked two bartender stations at the reception. So we're going to go ahead and leave those and let that be our little surprise.
Oh, no.
How lame would the reception be if there was no booze?
Oh, it also sounds like there's going to be fireworks.
Brett says, I think everything will be fine. He may be upset at the moment, but he'll be there to witness the marriage of his daughter. And if he wants to duck out of the reception early, that's cool. LOL.
LOL.
We only get one wedding, so we're going to do it our way.
Oh, gosh.
And then Brett ends it by saying, hey, if you're free on Saturday, feel free to crash the reception. Anyway,
oh, wow.
Thanks again for the advice, Brett.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So,
okay,
Brett,
so when I say fireworks, I think father-in-law is going to be mad.
So Brett didn't follow our advice at all.
No, he did not. He got creative. He's like, well, I already booked the bartender. He's going to let those stand. All right, he'll just find out when we get there. Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds
avoid
like...
avoid it until then.
Yeah, it sounds like Brett wanted us to tell him, hey, have the wedding of your dreams.
Yeah, he did. He didn't really necessarily hear that.
Well, and I got to think that his future wife is on board with all of this, too. Because
we're
not actually hearing her side of the story. We're just hearing...
No, we're not. Yeah. I am assuming, though, that Brett has run this past her.
Because it's her dad.
Oh, dear Lord.
It is her dad.
This could be a ginormous disaster, especially if she is unaware
of
what her husband-to-be is planning. So, like, if dad gets sucker-punched and the bride gets sucker-punched,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think I'm going to reach back out. Maybe not, you know, Monday because they'll probably be on their honeymoon. But I'll reach out in a couple weeks again and see if we can get another update.
Let's keep in touch.
Oh my gosh, I think
because I need to know now how that's going to go down, knowing what he's planning to do.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for not electing to take any of our advice. Appreciate that, Brett. And
yeah, that's all right.
Keep us posted.
It's not a thing where we don't say you have to.
No,
we're just tossing it out there.
All right.
You know?
That's group therapy. That's the update. Wow.